This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. And this week we're talking about the relevance of faith to everyday life. Now, someone who thinks that faith has something to say to every part of our lives is Cara Martin. She's with me today. Thanks, Cara.
Greetings.
Now, Cara is a lecturer in the area of applied theology. And so this is a good topic for her. And we've been talking about things like home and eating and feasting and those sorts of things. And today we're going to move on to a topic close to my heart, Cara, gardening. What's so special about gardening?
Well, I have to admit that I can actually kill plants quicker than just about anybody.
Okay, but well, you're in good company.
But I can still appreciate the beauty from magnificent garden. And I did have the opportunity one time of going to France and seeing the gardens of the painter Monet, and they were just incredible. They were so moving. We spent hours there because it was so much variety, so much colour. It was just a wonderful thing to be in, and it was inspiring, and it was also relaxing. It was a lovely place. Mm.
Why do you think gardening has become such a popular pastime in Australia? It seems that it is, and there's a lot of, you know, television shows about it and people on weekends getting out amongst it.
Yeah, and a lot of those shows and what it's about is actually restoring order to chaos. And I think that's partly why it's so popular, because sometimes our lives can be a whole load of mess, and then we look out and we see the backyard's a whole load of mess. And if we can get in there and get out those weeds and restore some order and make it look beautiful, we can just step back and think, wow, I've really achieved something. There's also, I think, a sense of recreation, which is actually recreation, which is about creativity, doing something beautiful. We see that the creation in front of us, the garden, needs to be restored in some way. And we can do that, and we can enjoy doing that. There's a sense a lot of people have when they're doing the gardening of actually feeling refreshed.
Well, I've probably signaled this up front. I'm not a gardener, but my wife is. And there is something, even vicariously for me, really satisfying about, for instance, producing a salad that she's grown from the garden. So out, she goes out into the garden, grabs what she's got there, basil and lettuce and so on, and tomatoes. And there's something really special about it when you've produced it yourself.
Yeah. And you're connected again with that very basic
thing.
There
is a connection to, and we're very disconnected, of course, in our, especially in the cities, from the land. And there's, in a tiny way, perhaps this is a bit of a reconnection.
It's also an opportunity for nurture as well. We nurture the plants. Your wife nurtured that lettuce and saw it grow and looked after it and cared for it, and then it was ready. And that's a wonderful sense of expression as well.
Mm. Now, gardens are important as an image in the Bible, aren't they?
There are so many different sorts of gardens in the Bible. Of course, the one that most people are familiar with is the Garden of Eden, where God did his creating and where Adam and Eve were. But there's also the Garden of Gethsemane, which is the place that Jesus went to just before he was arrested and then killed. And that was a special place for Jesus to encounter God again. And then right at the end of the Bible, there's this wonderful description of the garden city, which is the new earth that God will create for us, where we can go, which is a place of not only beautiful buildings, but luxurious plants as well.
Is it possible in our culture that we've got, in some ways, got a bit of a warped idea of gardening, to the point we've taken, I think you signaled last time when we talked about eating, that you can sometimes take something that's really good and twist it into something that's unhelpful?
Yeah, I think sometimes, again, if we obsess too much about it, if we've created something so beautiful that we're scared to let people in it, I think that's a really sad thing. Gardens are meant to be entered into and enjoyed. And
have footballs crashing into them, right, into the plants.
I think it's much better than a competitive thing to have gardens as cooperative things. And I'm really excited, even just down the street from my place, there's a community garden. And it's wonderful to see all these disparate people who probably might not even meet otherwise coming together and gardening together. Kids, old people, you know, it's just beautiful. And then every day you see someone walking away from that garden with some vegetable or other that they're going to turn into a meal.
Well, another way of gardening being part of the community is commando gardening.
Yeah, that's when people will come in sort of guerrilla style and they take something that's in the built environment that's really ugly and they transform it through plants and reorganising it. So it's much, nature has an opportunity to get back into the city, and that's always a wonderful thing to behold.
Well, lovely to talk about gardening. A bit of an inspiration. Perhaps I'll do it this weekend. Thanks so much, Cara.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.